We've decided today that we're not going to actually get into a deep biblical lesson. What we want to do is to talk about the essence of what God really wants out of fathers. Mm-hmm. With that in mind, Father, thank you for this opportunity to be with my daughter Angela and Sylvia, and even my other sons that are not here, and my other daughter that's not here, yet we are together. Mm-hmm. We thank you so much for it. Bless us and give us wisdom on how to deliver this word. Yes, in Jesus' name, amen. Got a scripture, and Sylvia, you and Angie, thank you all so much for taking time out to be with me today on the show. So you all just hop in wherever you want to. But I'm going to share a scripture to start with. Children, as this is in Ephesians chapter 6, the first four verses. Children, obey your parent in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it might be well with thee, and that thou mayest live long on the earth. And now here's the fathers, verse 4. And you fathers, this is Paul speaking on behalf of the kingdom, and you fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. Now, we've selected a topic today, and we're calling it donors, and my daughters will explain that a little bit more to me. Donors versus dad. As of last year, in July, I was called to minister to fathers and young pastors. And to after 51 years of pastoring at the Livingstone Cathedral of Worship, I turn it over to Pastor Rodney Rivers. Now, there's one group that I'm working with. They're called 24-Hour Dad. 24-7, I'm sorry, thank you. 24-7 dads. And one of the young men that is in the group was almost in tears when he began to talk about the non-availability of his dad and how bad that hurt him and how he felt about it. But then there was another one of the guys who said that his dad was one of those guys who worked 8 hours and 10 hours a day or whatever it took, and he carried a lunch pail with him, and he says he knew about the time that daddy was supposed to get home, and he and his little sister couldn't wait for daddy to get home. And see, I'm about to get emotional about this, but soon as they saw dad walk through that door or walk up in the yard, they'd run and grab him one leg, and the other one got him by the other leg, and they would welcome daddy home to eat dinner with them and with their mom. Mm-hmm. And that was so meaningful to me. I share that little story. Last night I was Thursday night, I was at the Lancaster Baptist Church up in Lancaster, there on 40th Street, and I saw a young lady there that recognized who I was, and she says, "You don't know me, but I know you. Your daughter Angela and I went to school together from first grade all the way through the 12th grade, and my daddy died when I was 8, but when you would come every Friday to visit with your daughter, I got a chance to play with a daddy. She shared her dad with me." And folks, daddies are absolutely critical in the home. Yes. And I may have my daughters to talk about that, and Sylvia and Angela. Angela has her degree from UCLA, and I won't hold that against her for going to UCLA, because I got my master's from USC. She got hers from UCLA. And Sylvia is absolutely trained very thoroughly about how to deal with dads and so forth. So they're going to talk a little bit about that and what daddies mean to them. So I want to say to you, Daz, as I turn this over to them to talk about it a few minutes, don't provoke your children. Now, I believed in giving a kid a whooping. I had no problem with that. But I never, ever, and they'll tell you, that I never, ever spanked a one of them while I was upset. I'd always sit down and talk with them till they're calm and then I'm calm. And then I'd give them a spanking and sit with them again until they're ready to be all right with it. So I, not saying I was all of that, I think I was probably a pretty poor husband. I don't consider myself a really good husband. But I sure was happy to have those six children. So the meaning of that and how they feel about it, Angela, you and Stevie can talk about it. You want to go ahead and talk to Angela first or see if you can talk first? Either one of you.
Well.
This is Angela speaking now.
Well, I'll say a couple things. One is, you know, provoking your children to wrath. That's probably a message all in itself.
It is.
But I think from one standpoint, I can say that you didn't provoke us to wrath. In this regard, in that you have always been real, you've always been genuine, and whatever you are in the eyes of the public, you are at home. You weren't a loving dad just to say, "Oh, wow, he really treats his kids great." You were loving behind the doors as well as in front of. So I say that to say, it can make folks feel rageful and angry and resentful when folks aren't real. When there is something perpetrated for the purpose of the public, and then you're totally different at home. That can make folks angry.
In other words, that can make your children angry.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
You know, when they don't matter when the lights aren't on, I think we watched Mommy Dearest, I know this is Father's Day, but it's the principle of being one thing in the public and another thing in private. And so I would just encourage you all, as fathers, keep it 100. Keep it 100 with your kids. They respect being truthful and being honest and genuine. And then finally, when I used to work at the prison, on Mother's Day, the canteen was full, boy. I mean, because inmates were constantly buying cards for their moms for visiting days or having them mailed out. Unfortunately, it was not that way on Father's Day.
Wow.
There was no need for it. They didn't even purchase Father's Day cards because there wasn't enough demand for it. So what does that tell you? That many of the folks in prison did not have the presence of their fathers.
How about that?
And it impacted them in significant ways. So, Sylvia, go ahead.
Well, I was just sitting here thinking about many aspects of a father.
Mm-hmm.
I think about how many men have had an influence in my life, none like my dad, of course, who was my prom date, by the way. We just got to go to the prom again. This time Angie was with us. But
and I was a proud dad.
Of course. The most handsome gentleman there.
Yeah, we had the best escort.
Absolutely. And I was thinking about a particular gentleman, Deacon Mobley. I don't know if you remember him.
I do.
Oh,
and,
of course.
And Deacon Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And there was one day at the church when there was a snake out there, and I didn't even see it. But without me knowing it, they got close enough to kill it. And I was crying and screaming. And Deacon Smith just scooped me up, and the tears stopped immediately.
Wow.
I was no longer afraid because this male person grab me and let me know it was going to be security. And so for those of you men that say, well, I'm not a dad, I don't have any kids.
Very good.
But you have influence.
Yes, you do.
And you can use that influence to be destructive or positive.
Yes.
There's a child watching you, whether you know it or not. You may totally be oblivious to the fact that you're making an impact on somebody's life, whether that's positive or negative. So I want you to always be cognizant of the fact that God has given men special influence. Even beasts recognize when my husband says, Mimi, stop it, my dog, she stops immediately. I can say, Mimi, stop it, Mimi, stop it, Mimi, stop it, and she won't do a thing. But that male voice. So I want you to be encouraged in God. And even if you've messed up or you consider that you've messed up, it's all right. You pray and ask God to give you relationship with your children and pray it through until you see it. Because your influence, even the worst father, I've heard people say, well, at least he was there. So if your relationship has been strained, just remember that God is the restorer of all things.
You know, and were you going to say something?
Go ahead.
I was thinking about how the Lord set this whole system up and how he set the church up in alignment with what a family looks like. And he set the father as the head. But he told the father how to treat his wife and how to treat his children. And I just believe this, that if a man really wants children and really loves them and care about them, he's more than just a donor, a run in and get a woman pregnant and then run away. But, and I talked to a lot of men. I had talked to one particular guy in our church, and he didn't even know how many kids they had. Didn't even know how many kids he had. So I began to talk to him. He began to look them up and find them. And I'm really happy. And that must have been, I don't know, 25 years or so ago when I was talking to them. But I was so glad to have my kids. I got offered a job in Washington, D.C. At the time, my wife and I were divorced. And I turned it down because I was going to be separated from my kids. And I'm so happy I did, because the Lord turned around and gave me the promotion here at Edwards Air Force Base in the first place.
Wow.
But I just wanted to be with my kids. And you can't believe how happy I am today to be sitting in this studio with my two daughters. And I'm not, and all of my kids are going to be with me, except maybe my oldest daughter, on Father's Day itself. So we're looking forward to it. And I'm hoping that fathers will recognize the fact that it's an honor for God to even bless you with a seed to have children.
Yes.
So I don't know how you...
I totally agree. And I think along the lines of what you've said, Daddy, as well as what you said, Sylvia, it's just never too late, folks. It's never too late to light a fire. If you've not had a relationship with your children, it's not too late. And, you know, thing of it is, you can't get back the years that have passed, but you can certainly start with today.
Start right now.
You can start right now and give yourself a chance to know your children or your child and have them get a chance to know you. And I don't know. I guess from a daughter's standpoint, fathers are the ones who set the standard for what a woman can expect from a man or should expect. So daddies, understand now, if you are not the image or the man that you would like your daughter to have, start working on it here. Start working on it because it's not too late. Okay. And it's not about money.
No.
You know, it's not about what you give them. You know, it's really kind of interesting when I worked in a youth detention camp, and we had a celebrity couple who had their child who was detained, and you know, they were already talking about what they were going to buy him, and I'm going, wow, that's kind of a trip. You're talking about buying this kid stereo systems and all this, and you know, where are the priorities? But I say that to say, bless his heart, he had things. But I believe he wanted them. He wanted a dad. He wanted a mom. He wanted love. He wanted the fun and the friendship and the play and the correction even.
Yeah.
So, God bless you all.
Amen. Sylvia,
God bless you.
You have any last words there?
No, I love all you dads. To you dads that are your kids' heroes, like my dad is my hero.
Yes.
God bless you. And to you dads that didn't do so well, God bless you too. Don't let your heart be broken. Fix it with a relationship in Jesus.
I want to take a few minutes and just have a prayer for all of you.
Yes.
Today, and again, Sylvia and Angie, thank you so much
thank
for coming
you.
With me. Dads, hear this. God loves you.
Yes.
No matter how bad you've been.
Thank you, Lord.
There's a chance to turn it around. Father, we thank you so much.
Thank you, Lord.
For the opportunity to be a father, even in the 21st century. Mm-hmm. In a time when husbands and wives thinks nothing about changing out each other in a hurry. But Father, I pray that you would give every dad a burning heart to be with their children.
Yes.
And to be the best dad that they know how to be.
Yes,
I ask your blessings upon them.
Yes,
I ask your blessings upon those children who do not have a dad to go to, that some dad from somewhere would offer up daddyhood for someone.
Yes,
oh, God, I thank you for it. And I ask you to bless us. And I thank you for the opportunity in my life, even as not having been a real husband that I wanted to be. But thank you for allowing me to be a father.
Thank you.
And today, even at my old age,
thank you.
My children still walk with me and love me and cherish me, and I thank you for it.
Thank you, Lord.
I thank you, Lord, for the wife that you gave me that is now at home with you.
Thank you, Lord.
That she was a great mother and allowed me to be father for my children even when I was not there.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless the men who've been divorced and not with their wife. But let them not forget the children that you gave them through their body.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for it, Lord, and I ask your blessings upon fathers and those who will be fathers. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.